Banner over us is love. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Just thinking about his banner over us is love. And it said love is the strongest force on earth. Hallelujah. And think about the love of God. Hallelujah. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah. 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 I praise God for saving me. I'm excited today about being saved. Hallelujah. If God never does anything else for us, just being saved alone is enough to be excited about. Hallelujah. Because I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I can say for assurance, I was sinking deep in sin. I'd gone down for the third time, and I was gone down to rise no more. Hallelujah. But the master of the sea, that is God, heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now I'm safe. That alone gets me excited. Then when I think about all the other things that he's done, all the other things that he's doing right now, hallelujah, I get real excited. Praise God. Don't get me started. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Because sometimes I just feel like running. Hallelujah. Sometimes I get the dance in my feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get a shout in my voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just thinking about what God has done. He's been good. He is good. He is good. Right now he's good. Hallelujah. Even without reading the scriptures, even without singing a song, he's good. Praise God. Because when I think about it, hallelujah, where I was, how I was, the condition I was in, hallelujah, and I cried to the Lord. I said I cried to him. Mother couldn't help me. Father couldn't help me. My friends was all around me, but they couldn't help me. Hallelujah. But I knew one that could help me. And I cried to the Lord. Hallelujah. With my voice, I cried. Hallelujah. And he heard my cry. Praise God. I was so excited when God answered me. Hallelujah. I said I was so excited. Before that, I tried to run from the voice of God. I tried to hide from the voice of God. I tried to drink it away. I tried to knock myself out with booze to keep from hearing the voice of God. But when I got to the place where I couldn't go no lower, I cried. I called on that very same God. And I was eager just to hear his voice. And I heard nothing. I said I heard nothing. I cried and I cried and I heard nothing. I cried for days. I cried for weeks and I heard nothing. But you know what? I didn't stop crying. Hallelujah. I said I didn't stop crying because I knew he was the only one that could help me. And I cried. And one night, late in the midnight hour, laying on the floor and everybody else in the house was asleep, I heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. My tears of sorrow turned to tears of joy because I just heard the voice of God. It was no deep revelation. It was no deep mystery. It was just the voice of God that said, get up and go home. Hallelujah. And I was so excited by hearing that. Praise God. When everybody else got up the next morning, I'd cleaned up the whole house. I'd washed all the dishes and anything else that needed to be done. And the tears of joy were still running. Why? Because I heard the voice of God. Praise God. Many of you are in situations today and you don't know what to do. You're wondering what to do. What should I do? Call on God. He's the only one that can help you. Praise God. That's why it's good to know the Lord for yourself. Mother, salvation is all right. Father, salvation is fine. But you need to know the Lord for yourself. I don't care how young or how old you are. You need to know him for yourself. Praise God. And if you know him for yourself, when you get in trouble, you can call on him. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. That was what I got up to preach about this morning. But maybe somebody needs to hear that today. Hallelujah. God is good. I said, God is good. God is good. All the time. God is good. Hallelujah. And if we know that, if we know that God is good, then we ought to be thankful. I said we ought to be thankful. We want to talk this morning about being thankful. In the book of Colossians, Paul writing to the church there. And I often like to tell this, this book was not written to sinners. The authors were not writing to sinners. They were writing to the church. They're writing to the people of God. And the things that they're telling us in here was for us. Praise God. Because the Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. So you to be a child of God, you've got to have the Spirit of God. People like to believe that because they are human beings that they belong to God. No. You have to have the new birth. The new birth makes you a son and a child of God. So don't let nobody fool you. Don't mess around until it's too late. Praise God. If you don't have the Lord, then start seeking him right now. Praise God. It's very important that you have God. It's important that you have him before you leave this planet Earth. It's very important. Do not leave Earth without knowing God for yourself. Praise God, because there's no other chance. Yeah. Hallelujah. In the book of Colossians, the third chapter of the book of Colossians, Paul here writing to the church. We're going to start at the 12th verse of the third chapter of the book of Colossians. And it says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's not asking you here to be thankful. He's telling you. It's more of a command. I looked up the word be. The word be is more of a command. A duty. Be thankful. If we start looking around us and seeing what God has already done for us, we'll be more thankful. And you know what caused me to get to this scripture? I was studying the Old Testament, and I was reading about the children of Israel when they had come out of the wilderness. I mean, come out of Egypt. And they were in the wilderness, and God was taking care of them. I mean, God took care of these people. I read somewhere it was said that these people, it was more than a million or so people. In the wilderness. Here these people out here, there was no trains, there was no water trucks, there was no water fountains, they had no sewage system, they had no water system, they had no grocery stores, there was no Safeways there was no Albertsons there, but God took care of them. Yeah. Yeah. They did not go hungry. Amen. They did not go naked, their clothes did not wear out, their shoes did not wear out. And yet they got to a point where they wanted something from God, and instead of just simply asking him, they began to murmur and complain. They murmured and they complained. They murmured and complained to the man of God. God got tired of it. God got sick of it. But you know something that the Lord showed me as I was reading that? He said they prayed and God answered their prayer. But how did he answer their prayer? How did he answer their prayer? They begged for meat. They begged, God fed them with manna from heaven. What more can you, pure food. Pure. There was nothing in it that would harm them is pure from heaven. Stuff that we eat today, sometimes we don't know what we're eating. We go out in the ocean and catch the fish, and they tell us, don't eat them. But this is coming directly from heaven. God was feeding them directly from his storehouse in heaven. And they murmured and they complained. But God told the man of God, just get out of the way. Just get out of the way, because I'm going to kill him. I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to raise you. I'm going to raise me up a nation that will obey. Just get out. We ought to thank God for our pastors. We ought to thank God for those who are interceding for us. Many times when God gets upset with us, he wanted to destroy, just wipe them out. That's what God told me one time when I was complaining about something. And God told me, he said, hey, do you know that I could wipe you off of the face of the earth and your mother won't even remember that she had you as a baby? So, whoo. So, okay, Lord. I won't go that route no more. All right. God told Moses, get out of the way. I'm going to just wipe them out and raise you up a people that will obey. But Moses said, no, God, don't do that. Thank God for those who intercede for us, our leaders, who loves us and cares for us. I mean, this man told God no. But they murmured and they complained. So God gave them meat. God said, I'm going to give you meat. I'm going to give you what you asked for. We don't want to beg and beg and beg and murmur and complain to God until he gives us what we want. And sometimes we don't want the results that come with it. They begged and begged and murmured and complained, and God gave them meat. God says, but you're not going to eat it one day. You're not going to eat it 2 days. You're not going to eat it 3 days. But you're going to eat it until it runs out of your nostrils. You're going to eat until it makes you sick. Now, you know we don't want that kind of answer to our prayers. That's why we want to be thankful. We want to be thankful for what he's already done, for what he's already given us. Be thankful. Don't you know a thankful child can get more from you than one who's always whining and murmuring and complaining? You don't want to be that kind of a child to God. We don't want to be always murmuring and complaining, but we want to be thankful. Paul told him here, and be ye thankful. Be thankful. Just make yourself be thankful. I mean, the Lord said we need to live a life of thankfulness. When we're going around all day long, start looking around. Look around. Don't you see what all of this we have to be thankful for? Don't you know there are people today who are in church? They don't have the music that we have. They don't have the singers that we have. They don't have the nice pews that we have, the nice carpet. We're blessed. Yes, right. And we are thankful. Yes, the psalmist David said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good. He's a good God. He's a good father. He's a loving and a kind father. And when we look around, we have so much to be thankful. Everybody that's sitting in here today, as I look in your faces, every one of you ought to be thankful. Because you're blessed. Just looking at you, I know you're blessed. Just being here, I know you're blessed. Didn't nobody bring you in here? Didn't nobody wheel you in here in a wheelchair? You walked on your own. You were able to see. You were able to hear. You're able to sing and to speak. You ought to be thankful. I've been to the place where I couldn't walk. I've been to the place where I couldn't do for myself. So I know how it feels to be there. And we have our health and our strength. We have our thinking faculties. We ought to be thankful to God. We have so much to be thankful for. The Apostle Paul said, just be thankful. And as I said in Psalms 104, he said, enter when we walk into the door. When we get here, we ought to be thankful. Yes. Nobody should have to sing you happy. Right. Nobody should have to beg you to praise God. Yeah. Nobody should have to beg you to be thankful. Yeah. You ought to just come in the door being thankful. Yes. When I got up this morning, I said, thank you, Jesus. When I got down on my knees and I said, thank you, Lord, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice. I made a choice. I made a decision. When I got up this morning, when I opened my eyes, my decision was to praise God, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're living under grace and truth. Oh, how grateful we ought to be. Thank God. Said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts be praised. And be thankful unto him, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, let us turn there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5. 5 and 18. In the King James Version, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In the Amplified Bible, I like the way it reads. It says, thank God in everything. Thank God in everything. Woo! No matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks. For this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and the mediator of that will. This is the will of God concerning you. God's will is that you be thankful. And we want to please him. We want to please him from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. All our blessings flow from him. So we want to do his will. Praise God. He said, be thankful. Thank God in everything. Yes. Now, I didn't say thank him for everything, because right. Some things aren't so pleasant. Right. But that should not stop you from thanking God wherever you are, in whatever situation you might be. Amen. My mind goes back to when I was in Virginia. My aunt had a nursing home, and she had a little old lady there. I think they had sent her there from the hospital. She lost both of her legs. I think it's from diabetes. But anyway, that little old lady would wake the house up every morning praying. I mean, she was the prayerless little old lady, laying in that bed with no legs. I mean, she was an inspiration to everybody that worked there. She was an inspiration to all the patients. And in her condition, in a nursing home, laying up there with no legs. I didn't say she couldn't walk, because some people have legs and they can't walk. But this lady had no legs. But yes, she was, I mean, full of joy. And I mean, she was an inspiration to everybody that came into that nursing home. She'd wake up praying every morning. And I said, God, if people like this can be thankful, what about us? We have all our faculties. We have all our limbs. And yet sometimes we feel like we can't find anything to thank God for. We're so busy complaining, murmuring. Don't you know? I want to tell you this morning, God hates murmuring and complaining. God hates murmuring and complaining. And if you want to get on the bad side of God, you start murmuring and complaining. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Look around you. You have homes to live in. Some of you have not only have one car, you have two cars. Some of you might even have three cars. And you have money to put gas in, as high as gas may be. I tell you, when we cruised to Alaska, going through Vancouver, when I saw the price of gas in Vancouver, I said, Lord, I thank you for California. I haven't complained about the gas since I've been back. Sometimes we don't know how blessed we are until we get out of our own backyard and go somewhere and see the condition that other people are in and see what other people are having to put up with. Then we realize how blessed we are. I tell you, I haven't complained about the price of gas since. Because there they have a different math system than we have here. I had to ask them what it meant. So when I was asked, I think it was 30, 39, something other. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, that's $3, $4. Some places, $4 and something a gallon. I said, say that again. I said, Lord, I thank you. Forgive me. See, when we find out that we're wrong, we need to immediately repent and get it right. I said, Lord, forgive me for complaining about the price of gas. I thank you that I have the money to put the gas in the car. Although many times when I go up there, I don't put $20 in it. I don't care how much, how high it is. I ain't going to put $20. So I tell my wife, I said, I don't care how high they go. When I go and I got $20, I put $20 worth in it. I don't care how much it costs a gallon. But I thank God that I got $20. Yeah. We got to learn to be more thankful. Paul said, I have learned. I have learned that whatever state I'm in, I have learned therewith to be content. Yes. God, help us. When I look around us and I see how blessed we are. I was complaining about the place where we live until I went somewhere else and I saw how blessed we were. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I tell you, we got to learn when we find out that we're displeasing God. We've got to learn how to right then immediately ask for forgiveness. Don't keep putting it off. Lord, forgive me. And start doing the right thing right away. We've got to learn to be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. He said, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances. I said, you don't have to thank him for what is happening, but you can thank him because he is good. Lord, I thank you that I'm saved. I thank you that my body is well. I thank you that I have my right mind. I thank you that I was able to get up this morning and put on my own clothes. Nobody had to dress me. Nobody had to lead me out of the house. I've worked with people with Alzheimer's diseases. I've worked with people who are paralyzed from the neck down. And every night I go home, I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Every time I get in the shower, I say, thank you. Thank you for hot and cold running water. I thank you, Lord, that I have clean towels and washcloths and soap. I thank him for everything. My bishop, when I was in Virginia, they went over to Africa and they came back. And they was telling us about the conditions over there. They said water was scarce. Water was scarce. They had a whole entourage with them. And everybody had to take a bath in a one tub of water that they had. That was all the water they had. So when they go to take a bath, they had to scoop back the scum off of the top of the water. And when I was cringing, ugh, I was saying, Lord, I don't know if I'd have taken it. I don't know if I'd have taken a bath. Everybody had to use that same water. Can you imagine being in a condition like that? Lord, I thank you. You see, I mean, we can go to the faucet and turn it on and get a clean glass of water. These people have to march for miles just to get some dirty water to use. Saints, we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. We can go to our refrigerators and just get something out. Sometimes we're going, oh, Lord, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to eat today. I mean, plenty of food. The freezer's full. I don't know what I'm going to eat today. We go to our closet, and the closet's so full, we can't get nothing else in there. Child, I ain't got a thing to wear today. God hates a liar. God said a liar would not even tarry in his sight. You got a closet full of clothes. You got shoes you haven't worn in years. But yet you don't know, I don't have a thing to wear. Child, I got to go get me a new outfit. You ought to thank God for what you have. You ought to be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. It wasn't a question or asking you. It was a command. Be thankful. Yeah. When you look around you and you see where God has brought you from and what he has done for you, just be thankful. I want to look in the, that was a scripture that I wanted to talk about this morning, if I can remember where it was now. But anyway, I know it was Ephesians 5 and 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. Saints, we have got to be thankful. If you don't get anything else out of this message today, just go home being thankful. When you walk out of this church, be thankful. When you get in your nice cars, thank God. When you look at your gas tank and there's gas in your car, thank God. These missionaries that was in Africa, they had to go from one place to the other. When you're in Africa, they tell me, if you promise those people something, you have to do it. And these missionaries that came back from Africa, and they was telling us that they had to be somewhere at a certain time. They had promised those people they were going to be there. And they looked at their gas tank, and they had no gas. And this was my, now there were no gas station on every corner like we have here. You know, we have gas here. We got those, some of those places that have no name gas. That, you know, gas is pretty cheap there. But even there, you could use that. But they had no place to go and get gas. And those missionaries had to depend on God, and they had to be there, because if you tell those people you're going to do something, you had to do it. Because you tell them that God can heal, they look for God to heal. They bring their sick to you, and they lay them down at your feet and says, heal them. And when somebody's standing there with a machete telling you to heal them, you're going to try to do something. And they were praying and said, Lord, we know we told those people we're going to be there. We got to be there. And we don't have no gas. And while they were praying, they said they smelt gas. And they looked at the hand on the gas tank, and it was just moving from empty to full. They never stopped moving. They kept moving because they had to be there at a certain time. But God filled the gas tank. Tell me, my God can't do anything. Is there anything? God said, is there anything too hard for me? No, there's nothing too hard for him. Everything in this earth, God made it. I used to, years ago, I put my hands on my car, and my car started acting crazy. I'd pray for it. And the saints thought I was crazy. Said, Elder Robinson, God ain't no mechanic. And they almost had me to the point where I was disbelieving. When God spoke to me, God said, what was this car made out of? Where did the materials come from? He said, everything that the car is made out of came out of the earth. And who made the earth? Woo! God says, I made it. So I lay my hand on my car. When I ain't had no money, I said, Lord, I need heal it, fix it. And he'd work on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Is there anything too hard for God? We got to be thankful for what we have. Because there's nothing to, we belong to God. We're his children. And anything that we want, if we just simply ask them for it, we got to know how to ask for things. Jesus told us, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it. But he said, ask. He didn't say beg. He didn't say murmur or complain. He just said, ask. He's a loving father. He gave an example. He says, if you being earthly fathers know how to give gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly father? He'll give good gifts. He said even the things that we have, that we need every day, there's no need to ask for it. He said your Father already knows that you have need of it. He already knows that you have need of it. Psalms 100 was what I was saying. I'm about finished. Psalms 100 says, into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And in the Amplified, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful. This is what I like. It said, be thankful and say so to him. Say so to him. Say so to him. Be thankful and say so to him. Tell him sometime. Don't have to wait till your hour of prayer, you know, every morning. Going through the day, on your job, you know, whatever you're doing. Sometimes just tell him, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. God, I thank you for what you do. Lord, thank you for this parking space. Lord, thank you. that accident. I just, instead of cussing the man out and laying out, I almost hit your new car, your nice car. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You kept me from that accident. Amen. Hallelujah. Kept that man from hitting my car. Now, don't get out with your baseball bat and go to arguing. Thank God. It's a simple thing. Say so to him. Tell him. He appreciates. God appreciates you appreciating him. As we go through today, let us think about this. Thank God for what he's done. You know, if, like I said before, above all things you ought to be thankful for is your salvation. Your salvation is the greatest gift you could have ever gotten in life. Salvation. Christ died for you. Think about it. You should have been hanging up on that cross. Your back should have been whipped until blood ran down. That crown of thorns should have been on your head. Christ did no sin. He hadn't sinned. It was for you that he hung there. It was for me that he hung there. He had done nothing for that man, that soldier, to throw that spear in his side. But it was for you. It was for me. And when we think about it like that, we'll be more thankful. God, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for saving me. I thank you. I thank him. My biggest joy today is thanking God. God has done so many great things for me. I was sick of sin. I was sick of my friends. I was sick of the place I was in. I was sick of the whole mess. And I cried to God, Lord, deliver me. God heard my cry and brought me out. You're praying for loved ones. You're praying for children today. You're praying for this one and that one. But until they get sick of sin, until they get sick of where they are, until they get sick and tired of being sick and tired, they ain't going to do nothing about it. But I was like the prodigal son. When I got sick and tired of being in sin, I cried unto the Lord. And my heavenly father was just like the prodigal son's father. He was waiting for me. And when I cried to him, he heard my cry and delivered me. If you have loved ones, you have children today who are not saved, keep praying. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Pray to God that they'll get sick and tired of where they are and what they're doing. And when they get sick and tired, they'll come on out. And one thing I love about it, God is always, he's so faithful. I was his enemy, Pastor. I was the enemy of God. God forgave me for my sins. He forgave me what I did against him, and he became my best friend. That's what forgiveness is all about. If somebody has wronged you and you need to forgive them, don't you know their relationship ought to be just like it was before whatever it was that caused the division happened. You forgive it, forgive, forget, and you go back to being friends again. I was the enemy of God, but yet he heard me. He heard my cry. He answered my call when I called to him, and he forgave me for my sins. I'm grateful for that. I love the Lord today because he first loved me. Hallelujah. 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 And the songwriter said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah. I declare, I dare you to let your soul start crying out, hallelujah. If something inside of you began to cry out, hallelujah. When you know anything, the outer man, we go along with what the inner. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. You find yourself running. Glory. Woo. Because when that spirit begins to move on the inside, it causes the man on the outside to move. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sometime on the job, I used to think about what God had done for me. Sometimes I'd be on the elevator, and I had to wait till the elevator door closed. And when the elevator door closed, whoo.
Yeah.
When the elevator door opened, I'm standing there. Praise him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Sometime I'd have to go around the corner, but nobody could see me. Woo. Come on back. Why? Because when it starts rising up, bubbling up on the inside, something happens.
Yes.
Woo! Hey! Makes you want to run. Makes you want to shout.
Yeah.
Makes you want to tell somebody about it. What the Lord has done. You pray for me that I'll keep praising God. Hallelujah. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what it is, Keep praising God. Keep thanking God. Hallelujah. Lord has blessed me 60 some years. I said 60 some years. God has kept me. Woo! I'm trying to sit down. Hey, but something is running on the inside. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 When I think on the goodness, just think about it. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done, my soul cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. I said, praise God. Praise God for saving me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus.